I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. The State House and Senate are getting closer to finalizing a bill to fund the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. But as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, possible changes to the agency have been controversial from the start.
On Friday, it looked like lawmakers had finally reached a compromise. Senate Republicans stripped out some of the more contentious changes and settled on adding a member to make it a 9-member commission. Republican Senator Bob Gardner of Colorado Springs also limited the number of appointments the governor would make. The legislature would make the others.
I think this is not perfect for anyone. It's also a major step forward for everyone, I believe.
3 of the 9 members would need to be unaffiliated, and then 3 from each major party. Senate Democrats are on board, but House Democrats aren't, saying the changes could radicalize the commission, which is set up to hear civil rights cases. The bill already cleared the House and will likely end up in a conference committee to iron out differences between the versions both chambers passed. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland.
A Colorado Springs judge presiding over a gang rape case involving a 13-year-old victim has received threats, prompting the sheriff to assign him a guard. The Gazette reported Saturday the threats were in voicemails from people who were angry that 2 defendants got plea deals with no prison time. The judge says he didn't listen to the recordings to preserve his neutrality. You're listening to 91.5 KRCC News. I'm Andrea Chalfin.